President suggests additional China tariffs.
We can't be taken advantage of any longer.
Facebook's apology tour.
We just weren't thinking enough about the bad use cases.
Fighter accused in violent rampage.
Tisk, tisk, Conor McGregor. Are you happy now?
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump has upped the ante in the high-stakes trade battle with China, suggesting an additional $100 billion in tariffs. And Beijing vows to fight the U.S. at any cost. CBS's Chip Reed is at the White House.
No president wanted to go against China economically, and we're going to do it.
Last night, the president fired back against China's announcement of $50 billion in tariffs, calling them unfair retaliation.
You understand the concept of being taken advantage of, and we can't be taken advantage of any longer.
The president also instructed his Secretary of Agriculture to, quote, implement a plan to protect our farmers. Some of China's main targets for tariffs include soybeans and pork, industries located mainly in states won by Mr. Trump in 2016.
I have great respect for the president of China, President Xi. He's a friend of mine, and I'm a friend of his, and I like him a lot. But he's representing China, and I'm representing the United States of America. And it was time that we did something.
Last night, China's Commerce Ministry responded to the president's announcement, saying they are not afraid to fight a trade war.
Mr. Trump's also given the first indication of the size of the National Guard contingent he's dispatched to the Mexican border.
The president says he intends to send thousands of guardsmen.
We're looking at a combination of from 2 to 4,000. We're moving that along.
That would be fewer than George W. Bush's deployment of some 6,000 National Guard troops more than a decade ago. The Mexican government says it's gotten assurances from the U.S. that the troops Mr. Trump will send to the shared border won't be armed. The Homeland Security Secretary was hoping to work out further details with border state governors. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
And on Air Force One, President Trump said he did not know about his attorney's $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels. He said he didn't know where Michael Cohen got the money. Daniels' attorney, Michael Avenatti, contends the president's comments help in his case in the legal fight over a non-disclosure agreement.
You can't be a party to an agreement, have a binding contract, if you claim that you basically didn't know about a principal term, a material term in the contract. We think that the president's comments have not only placed Mr. Cohen in the crosshairs, but also subjected himself to significant exposure for a deposition.
And CBS's Juliana Goldman tells us this morning President Trump's also commented on his EPA chief, Scott Pruitt.
Scott has done a fantastic job.
President Trump praised his embattled EPA administrator, but asked if he's bothered by a torrent of negative headlines about Scott Pruitt. Mr. Trump left the door open, saying, I have to look at them. I'll make that determination. But he's a good man. He's done a terrific job. But I'll take a look at it. Among the stories casting an ethical cloud over Mr. Pruitt, sources tell CBS News that last year, Pruitt asked to use lights and sirens to get through routine Washington, D.C. traffic. His lead security agent told him it could only be done in an emergency. 2 weeks later, that agent was reassigned.
Facebook chief operating officer Sheryl Sandberg has told PBS and other news organizations that the company was caught off guard by Cambridge Analytica's use of the data of 87 million Facebook users.
We made big mistakes, and we know that. And I think it really is that we were very focused on social experiences and pretty idealistic, that we believed in a world where people could share and experience things together.
She says Facebook is taking strong action. Ultimate Fighting star Conor McGregor has paid big money to cause chaos in a cage. But he's now in police hands in New York after video apparently showed him attacking a bus filled with other UFC fighters. WCBS TV's Ali Bauman.
A man holding a metal barricade charges toward a bus full of people in video posted to Instagram Thursday afternoon. Police sources confirm at least one person was injured by the broken glass. Video recorded from a different bus shows the men tossing trash cans and tussling with each other following the initial bus as it backs out. A UFC executive later tweeted, "It was the scariest thing I've ever been through. Trapped in the bus while they are throwing hand trucks, chairs, and even a bike rack through the windows."
This week, McGregor was stripped of a title he had not defended. The uproar over the poisoning of an ex-Russian spy has been kicked up a notch with new warnings from Moscow. CBS's Larry Miller is in London.
At the UN, Russia charges Britain with inventing a fake story and playing with fire over the nerve agent attack on a former double agent and his daughter in Salisbury, England, accusing the UK of trying to discredit and delegitimize Russia with unsubstantiated accusations. Responding to Russia's demand to be part of the investigation, Britain says that's like an arsonist investigating the fire they've set.
Well, back on February 12th, a 35-year-old CDC scientist left work in Atlanta and never went back. He vanished. His family reported him missing 4 days later. Now, this week, a discovery.
Timothy Cunningham's body was found in the Chattahoochee River by two fishermen. Major Michael O'Connor with Atlanta Police telling us,
"We do know that he was a jogger and he was wearing his favorite jogging shoes at the time that he was found. I can't tell you that he was jogging, but those things together seem to indicate that that's a possibility."
He says they may never know how he ended up in the river. At this point, there is no indication of foul play. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News, Atlanta.
There's a winter-like chill in the upper Midwest with wind chills in the single digits or below zero in some places this morning. Snow is in the forecast in the mid-Atlantic states and northeast. A sure sign of spring, no matter the weather, is the Masters Golf Tournament.
Tiger Woods was the focus of attention in round one, but Woods, playing in his first Masters since 2015, did not even come close to having the best round. Woods had a respectable but certainly not a great round of one over par. Right now, he is seven strokes back.
The nerves really were just normal. I wasn't flying high, wasn't jittery.
The best round was turned in by 2015 Masters champion Jordan Spieth.
Once you win here, you have an advantage over anybody who hasn't won here.
Spieth had a first round of six under par. He has a two-stroke lead. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Masters in Augusta.
On the Health Watch, a new report says people of color are still more likely than whites to be diagnosed with a virus that causes AIDS.
There are a number of cultural factors that make it challenging to get African Americans and Latinos to engage in the battle against HIV in their communities, says Matthew Rose of the National Minority AIDS Council. Rose says it's tough to bring people of color into the healthcare system.
There's also the challenge of just even looking at providers and seeing providers look like you.
Rose says people must make their health a higher priority. Allison Keys, CBS News, Washington.
Well, health is an issue for 79-year-old singer Kenny Rogers.
You got no when to hold, no when to fold.
He's folded his retirement tour, canceling the last dates because of an unspecified health issue. In a statement, he says, "I didn't want to take forever to retire." And that's the World News Roundup, produced by Mara Rubin. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.